Hello, I'm Alberto Salvato. Welcome to Crime Time, a Virginia criminal law podcast. I'm here with Anna Dvorak, Anthony Norse, and Ann Thayer. Enjoy the show.
So here it is, legal disclaimer, because we are lawyers and we've got to write one. So if you are listening to this podcast, thank you. We sincerely hope you are listening to this podcast for its entertainment value and not with the intention of acquiring legal advice for any individual case or situation. I mean, come on, you wouldn't take advice from someone you have never met or spoken to directly, right? If you were bleeding profusely, you wouldn't listen to a podcast in hopes of a bandage somehow materializing over the internet and onto your 3D printer. Seeking actual legal advice can be just as important as a tourniquet. The hosts of this podcast are in no way intending to create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. Sorry, we are sure you all are great people, but we cannot stress enough how little we know of you and your case. And rather than risk an awkward moment, let us just remember we have never met. Nothing on this platform should be taken as legal advice for any individual case or situation. We are just a group of friends with differing opinions and viewpoints, which we will try to explore through discussions of current events, law changes, and whatever else floats our fancy.
In this episode, have you heard about the defamation? We go back to our favorite Fairfax County civil trial, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. If anyone's noticed, Johnny Depp is winning in the court of public opinion. But let's talk about what else is happening and what these new things that have happened mean. So what's recently happened is a motion to strike was denied by Judge Ascarati, who is known as Judge Penny. In the
social media. She's cute. I was watching some TikTok last night and people were like, oh, she's so cute. We love her hair. She has puppy dog eyes. She's so nice. She's so patient. They're like, she needs a mega pint. Like every time she gets off the seat. Like people are loving her.
I really think she's the perfect judge for this because she's no nonsense. She has a friendly, like, look upon her. She doesn't show any emotion towards one side or the other. I think she's done a great job.
And she does not show favoritism. And it's hard to do this under the microscope of the cameras. You know, of the cameras. Because as I just got done with the trial today, I wouldn't have wanted anyone to videotape what was going on in there. This is a messy case. And Depp put his witnesses on. And I think Amber Heard testified. Ann and Tony know a little bit about what happened with her testimony. Did you guys watch any of it? Or did you just hear a recap? Or what's up?
I have not seen anything, although I know that Amber Heard is now traveling in a four-door pickup truck because I saw her leaving the courthouse this afternoon.
Did you stop her?
So let's have a disclaimer here. Our knowledge of the case, because quite frankly, I ended the last episode by saying I could give a crap, but I have gotten so into the TikTok posts. And like everything out of these just cracks me up. And just like Anna said, Depp is winning the public opinion, and he clearly is. And I just can't wait to see the TikToks that come out of Amber Heard's testimony, because even Amber Heard, instead of changing her attorneys or whatever, actually just fired her PR group, which I found that to be incredibly interesting in the middle of a trial, because A, I never thought about people having a PR management firm like during a trial and then firing them, because clearly she knows that in the eyes of the public opinion, in the eyes of the public, she's losing. So it's really intriguing.
She keeps dressing like Johnny Depp and his witnesses. Stop it.
I didn't even notice that.
Oh, people are noticing.
You know what somebody didn't notice? I actually saw that Johnny Depp's team, they drink Smart water. I guess the company of their bottled water is Smart. And they always have the label Smart pointing towards the camera. So it looks like subliminally, I think my theory is that they are saying that they're smart and the jury is going to read that Smart subliminally and just say, hey, these attorneys know what they're doing. That's my crazy.
They got Joey one thing. Of his lawyer today. I think it was Ben Chu going like this as she was testifying.
Oh, are you serious?
He was like, he pretended to be rubbing, but it was like.
And Anne, for those who can't see, was actually rubbing her forehead with a middle finger.
Yes, for those people who can't see through our audio podcast, that is we'll flipping that the bird.
For those other than the three of us.
So here's what I heard is that the Amber Heard testified to things today that were either not disclosed in discovery or were not relayed to her therapist that she's or the psychologist that she was supposedly reporting things to at the time. And that the fact that she's bringing up all these new things, dates have changed, places and locations of things, like things, so many things have changed from what was said before. That's becoming one of those. It's hard to find it credible is what I have heard about.
Sounds like she may have not been well prepared, or she's calling an audible on her own and just changing things. I mean, that's odd that you get this far.
Or to be fair, like victims of abuse, if you believe that she was abused, have trouble remembering those specific details, I guess. I don't know. I mean, what's telling to me is I think we all have seen, especially with media and video and audio and all these things, not to say that these things couldn't have happened, but in all the years that people have known the person, like how's there not a witness coming forward to say, I've seen it. This is what's happened. This is what's going on. His past relationship. Oh yeah, this has been done to me, the kids, somebody, right?
I mean, you would think that, but I mean, even let's talk about, I mean, child abuse, sexual, abuse of children. You have some perpetrators, they get arrested years and years later, and it turns out there's multiple victims, dozens of victims.
But that's for kids. I'm talking about a grown woman.
You're right.
People can be, that people have been in long-term frightening relationships, marriages. They never come forward. They are beaten. They are raped within their marriage. Horrible things happen to them. We know this. I think it is hard, but we have to take every case as it is, and you have to keep credibility. I understood she brought a lot of tears today on the stand. There was a lot of information about different, him searching for drugs in her body. There were varying different events, sexual assault. There was him hitting her the first time. It's something like, hey, hit me for the first time at this time. Like, there's no way to disprove, if there's no one else there, there's no way to disprove that didn't happen, right? Doesn't mean that you have to believe her or anything, but you can't, if she says it happened, unless she, if there's a text somewhere saying, I'm going to lie about this, this is my payday or whatever else, there's no way to actually prove that didn't happen. And so that's also what's really scary about like any allegations. When you allege that someone has done something, when people lie about that, or it's impossible to get the stain completely off you, even if you're acquitted, even if someone says you were defamed, there's always going to be some question, right?
There's a lingering, viewpoint on somebody. But let me ask you this question. And Anna, you do a lot more civil than I do, for sure. But does the jury have to find that she was never abused? I mean, what if the jury believes that they were both abusive to each other? Can that then be in favor of Amber Heard? Is Amber Heard? What's her first name? Amber. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, can they just prove, if the jury believes that Johnny Depp abused her, whether or not psychologically or physically, at least one time, does that, or is that a sufficient defense for the defamation suit?
Well, they have to believe. So her statements don't name him, but they say that she says, the statements are, I'm a victim of domestic assault. I'm the picture of the Me Too movement or something like.
But it references her husband, and she didn't have another husband. So,
right. So if she's saying, if the statement that we're talking about is that he beat her, invested in a relationship, whether they were married or a boyfriend, girlfriend, if she can prove that, but he has to prove that she's lying. If she can prove that, the truth is an absolute defense. Or, if there's a real question, he doesn't rise above the civil bar, but it's really, he has to prove
that. As she said, like, and as much as she's videotaping and recording things, don't you have better evidence then? Most domestic violence victims are not recording. They're terrified. Like,
there you go.
They don't want to record. And if you're going to record, you're going to catch more of the things that were being alleged. You're going to have a hidden camera set up. You're going to find something. The things that we have seen up to this point were not physical at her. They were hitting a cabinet or whatever the things were. Yeah. Who hasn't gotten mad and thrown something or, something along those lines? But none of the evidence that, at least up to this point, it's just her saying that these things happened, yet she's recorded and done all these other things, but there's no evidence of it.
Well, there's evidence of her saying it happened. Like, that is evidence, right? I mean, she said it happened.
I meant corroborating evidence.
Well, I mean, other people have said they've seen bruises. Like, if she's had counselors who said it. They've had people who said she's told them. And I think there's some ability to put that into evidence. I think, he sued her, right? It was interesting that she had lawyers look at her op-ed before she published it, which is interesting to me. Maybe she needs to file something against those lawyers.
Practice, yeah.
But I never encouraged that, by the way. But
she also filed it after they'd already settled the divorce stuff, which is crazy because they came out with that. We're settling this. We're going our separate ways. This is what we're doing.
Look, and then I don't know why. And who knows if it was I don't know why she did it. And maybe there'll be some evidence that her career was in the doldrums. She needed, some PR. She needed some sympathy out there to garner. Who knows? But this is like different. Like, it looks like a protective order case. This looks like every.
I know, but that's what's making me so mad about him is I do so many where I'm like, I feel like
could have been done in a half hour.
Maybe an hour, right?
But I mean, to me, it doesn't rise to what's needed for it, right? Like, how many do you have that are before the court? The people that need them aren't going to court. They're terrified out of their minds. Like, they're afraid. The amount, and I'm not saying there's not a lot of them that the court sees that are bad. I'm just saying there's a lot that take a really long time, and it's about a lot of other things than abuse.
Yeah, when the bad ones get to court, it's often because they've gotten the support in the community they need in order to get into the right direction. You know, police department, victim services, other people help move them. But this, you know, this case looks like a protective order case, but it's not in a protective order case. She would have brought it.
Yeah, but
she did
file a protective order originally.
She did, and it was
to get the divorce going,
and it was resolved. It was dismissed. It was all thrown out.
But that's what's bizarre to me about this. Like, for someone that's endured the amount of abuse that she's talking about, I guess you could say she might have gone through counseling and all the things after they resolved all that, but why so much later, right? I mean,
you know, I mean, obviously it matters about how she testifies, and the people cheering for Johnny Depp outside his, you know, when he comes out, they're not the ones who are on the jury, right? If they think any of her allegations of abuse are credible, I do think that that probably will win the day for her.
Right. Not if they think it was a toxic relationship and they were both bad and she made it about just him being the abuser. Like, I think that hurt.
But can you argue I hit her and she hit me, therefore I'm not an abuser? Was she not a victim of domestic violence? Can you make that?
I think when you have a mutually toxic relationship, I don't know, when you're given as much as you're getting, like, I think domestic violence survivors would probably argue with you that.
I mean, can two people be abusers in a really? I guess two people can be psychologically and physically abusive of each other. But at one point, you know, by definition, I think you have to have one person who's abused.
There's usually a person, even in toxic relationships where you see abuse on both sides, there is usually a person who is the primary. Not always, but that's what, at least I think, some conventional wisdom is. I think it's going to be hard because if a jury, like, just like the judge in, so there's a judge in London who heard similar evidence and said, I believe 12 out of the 14 abuse allegations that she's made, right? So he didn't believe all of it, but 12 of them. And I think if someone, if this jury believes 12 abuse allegations that she's made,
I
equate that to, I went to JDR district court and the person didn't have a lawyer and the person lied about all these things, the judge grants it, and now you've set it up where, okay, now you've explained all these things and now we're going to go and have to attack each of the things you just, even though a judge below found on it, when another judge gets to hear the evidence attacked, because if somebody's lying, let's say if she is, it's hard to fight that a lot of times, and until you hear what those allegations are, you don't even know where to begin or how to fight it. Like, if it didn't happen, or it's exaggerated, or whatever the issues are, like, you can't, it's hard to fight the something that's not true.
Right.
Unless you can say, I wasn't there, I was here, and you have proof.
And I want to point out too that in London, they still wear wigs, the judges do. And I'm not quite sure they know what the internet is. So listen, the other issue is too, if there is a toxic relationship and they were both abusive, well, then that article, that op-ed made it sound as if she was the only one who was abused. And that there is where the issue is. So let's say that the jury does find that they were both abusive to each other. That article made it sound as if she was the only one who was a victim. So I think that still is a problem and in favor of Johnny Depp.
Well, I think it's a real open question. If it's
under
your theory. No.
What? What'd you say?
I just closed it. Just,
you know, and I don't have, you know, as we all said in our last one,
my gavel.
You know, we're huge Johnny Depp, like, fans of his prior things, but like, I have no illusions to the type of person he has allowed himself to become.
I don't know about that. People said he was going to be incoherent. The dude has been funny on his, he's been with it. He knows how to respond.
That doesn't mean like he's like a good person.
He doesn't really have a choice on that with some of the lawyering that's gone on.
Well, look, so I wanted to address the lawyering too. I've been watching. Can you imagine having your trial just in front of the entire world? And look, I've had a televised trial, but I didn't.
But nobody watched that one.
Right.
No one watched it.
Well, no, a lot of people watch it, but they didn't put anything on TikTok.
TikTok back then.
Right. But that's my point. Like, imagine the attorneys can watch the news. The attorneys have families. The attorneys have wives. And they're like, I'm sure they're getting home and saying, I cannot believe you just asked a question that you just objected to your own question. Things like
I don't understand the objecting to your own questions. Although I do.
I think he asked the question incorrectly.
Tried to fix and was like, crap, like I didn't mean to ask that. And then you're like, oh, and then you try to move it along to get it away from that question because you're like, I didn't mean to ask that.
Well, also, you know, I definitely also sometimes you ask the question that you're like, this doesn't elicit. And you're like, oh, you're just going to answer however you feel like answering. And sometimes you're own witness, and which sucks, right? Because it's like that stuff. In your own witness, not to say I experienced this today, we say something that was not elicited by the question. So, back to my question.
the question that this attorney asked should have been phrased differently. It should have been, do you have any personal knowledge about how this injury happened? And he would have to say no. But instead, he asked a question that elicited his response to include what somebody told him. And I saw where the attorney was going, but imagine that. I mean, that's just one gaffe. This is a...
Well, we all make mistakes.
We make mistakes.
No attorney can sit here and say they've never made a mistake.
But I feel bad about it because attorneys are backstabbers anyway. Can you imagine just having that out there for millions? It's not just your colleagues that are seeing this. It's millions of people. And this attorney's probably really good, but our perception...
makes you strong.
Makes you stronger. Look, the whole thing about there's no such thing as bad publicity, but this has been bad for a lot of these lawyers. And frankly, nobody's watched every minute of the trial, but what's being
shown... Oh, that's not true. People have.
Well, okay, but people who actually have
jobs.
People who actually aren't going to come over here from Australia and sit down and get a Airbnb, whatever they're called, because I've never used one. My point is, it's like everyone can be such critics of these attorneys. And I do feel bad for Amber Heard's attorneys in a lot of ways, because listen, I'm pretty sure Amber's probably not. Well, she shouldn't. I guess she is watching the TikTok, but and her team is.
I don't think they're allowed to be, are they?
I mean, they're a party to the case. I guess she's a witness. I mean, you can talk to your own witness. I can't imagine
that they're not hearing things and haven't seen things, but I thought they had an order not to be, I thought.
But I mean, I guess an attorney can talk to their client, you know?
Well, I think it's not about the case if someone says you're getting creamed in public opinion, right? Like they can probably talk to her about that, like her.
They can't talk about her testimony, except unless you're the attorney, but you can't talk to her. And I think the rule was you can't. Today or whenever, but the attorney can't talk to somebody during their cross-examination. Something like that came up. Obviously, when they're getting cross-examined, they can't interrupt the cross-examination, say, I want to talk to my attorney before I answer that. That's just not going to be allowed unless you're talking about some Fifth Amendment issues, but that's not the issue here. So I don't know. Look, my point is, I feel bad for the attorneys getting criticized all the time for segments or little portions of it, of this trial, when this trial is just lasting for days and days and weeks. So
I mean,
but when you see the funny TikToks and you go to the actual clips of the hearing, you understand like why it is so fun. It's hard not to be amused.
I find it hilarious. And I'm I have just one thing to say, better them than me. I love the fact that it's not me. So don't get me wrong. I laugh and I watched a TikTok and have gone from not giving a crap to really focusing on these TikTok things because there's some creative people out there. I mean, did you see the one where Johnny Depp is singing, I Want to Break Free? That is hilarious.
There's a couple things. I mean, this could go smoother. I mean, it seems to me that these are people that don't know, they didn't use the technology well, they didn't learn it. I mean, you have a long time, you have a huge trial team. And why aren't you learning the technology in the courtroom and using it better? And there just seems to be some on both sides. I don't think Johnny Depp's lawyers are doing so much better than Amber Heard's. I think Johnny Depp came off, and when he first started, he was very rusty and it was weird. Like when we were talking about that, he was very slow. And then he's obviously got a lot better, but
nervous.
Maybe he got more comfortable, whatever. I do think there's just something.
The weight off his shoulders from finally getting the truth out. You know, I mean, there's a lot of different reasons why all that could happen.
Well, you have a chance to say, you know, we have a chance to say your piece. I mean, and you know, that means a lot, whether you win or lose, whether you get $50 million or not, you get to have your day in court is really meaningful to people.
He's already won. I mean, he's already won. He doesn't need to make a dime on this suit.
Yeah,
he's already won.
He's rehabilitated in the world of public opinion. Right. Like
he's already got an offer and he's going to be in a movie coming up. So, I mean, he's already starting to regain his popularity and his marketability and he'll start getting jobs. He's already won. There's no doubt about
it. It doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what the public thinks. The only thing that's going to matter is what that jury thinks. And from what I've seen, and then whether it's the regular news posts, the TikToks, whatever, even the people that are in there daily watching the trial say that they're not getting reactions from the jury. Like nobody can really tell like what they're thinking or how they're reacting to the testimony and the evidence that they're hearing. And so no matter what any of us think, if those people think something completely different and they're looking at the law and the jury instructions and the facts and and everything that they've heard or that they can remember, because as Alberto said, he wouldn't remember week one when it gets to week six.
Well, here's the other point. I mean, the jury, like what you're saying, the jury could find everything that we find humorous in Johnny Depp. They could be extremely annoyed and offended by the way he answers those questions. We don't know, because the jury is supposed to be sequestered. They're not supposed to have any, well, not sequestered, but they're not supposed to have any contact.
I'm saying they're not sequestered.
Yes, they shouldn't be looking at any of the media, the TikTok, things like that. So they should have a completely open mind to this, and they have their different opinions, and like I said, they may not find what Johnny Depp has been doing.
Well, they have a different role. Like anybody else watching it is watching it for entertainment, or they're curious, or whatever, they have a few minutes so they want to see what's going on for the day. They're doing their civic duty, basically, right? They're doing their civic duty to listen to a dispute, and they're chosen to make the decision and listen to the case and figure out whether it's enough to prove it or whether it isn't. And nobody else has that role right now. The judge does technically, but like nobody else has that role except for them.
$15 a day, isn't it? Is that what a jury gets?
Is it even 15?
Is it 30? I thought it was 30.
Maybe it's 30.
Well,
so between parking and lunch and
that's a $900 gig right there for 6 weeks.
Well, I hope all of those people are independently wealthy.
Yeah, they'll probably get some offers to come on shows and stuff like that. I wonder if they get paid afterwards.
Or
I remember seeing O.J. Simpson.
Or write a book. Like, this has got to be a book. I won't be surprised if this isn't a Lifetime movie or a miniseries. Or, I mean, there's so many things that have come out of this.
Oh, I want to play the bodyguard.
I want to be the makeup guy.
That's Tony's going to be Johnny Depp.
Tony wants to be the cat.
I'm just wondering who's going to play me.
Guy in back row.
The bottom line is we can all speculate. We can laugh at the TikToks. We can judge what the attorneys are doing. We can all have our opinions on who was credible, who wasn't. We've all done these cases. We know. Like, I haven't done defamation. But
We've done trials.
You've done domestic violence. You've done protective orders. You've done assault cases. You've done murder cases, you've done rape cases. I mean, you know, you've done all these different types of cases, and it's never as clear to anybody that's not a part of the case and is really dug into the ins and outs of it as it is to everybody else watching it, right? Like, we don't know all the little things that went on. Like, we don't know all the motions that were ruled on. We don't know all the little things that are going on.
And there's tons of sidebars. We don't know how, you know, we don't know what's that all about. And, you know, sidebars, juries pick up on body language. They certainly do when there's something going on there between the attorneys. It's crazy. I mean, never know.
Some of those are done outside of their presence, too.
Like, yes. Yeah.
I guess
the
sidebar wouldn't be, but some of the motions or issues that had to be raised, I guess.
I mean, look, I had a jury trial one time. I'm giving my closing, and there's one juror. He and I are just looking at each other, and he's shaking his head yes, and I'm like, this guy, I got him. This guy, I know I've convinced him. Well, the jury came back and found my client guilty, and I called the jurors afterwards, and I called him. He's like, oh, no, I was the foreman. I was pushing for that. I was like, Jesus, I completely misread this one guy who was nodding his head at me. And I was thinking, whoa, he's following every word I say. He's keeping an eye on me. He's giving me this body language that I'm right on. And he was dead set against me. You just never know. Yeah. It's hard to read.
Well, and Judge Ascarati, we all know, like, she's no nonsense. Like, she's not going to tolerate any crap. Like, I told Tony this earlier. I think it was Tony. I've been waiting for the antics to happen with Amber Heard on the stand, because there are so many people that hate her in the public eye. Like, she is getting, like, no love from people right now. I just can't imagine it's gone. I'm surprised there hasn't been something more that's happening with her being on the stand and testifying, that people, I guess, maybe people are just that curious. They want to be in there. They're going to behave, or they see that the judge isn't going to tolerate it. But it's just surprising that with many people that hate her, as something crazy hasn't happened in that regard, like sort of antic.
Do you think the PR, Johnny Depp's PR, had something to do with getting these people motivated to come out?
You mean at the back gates and stuff?
At the back gates and stuff. I mean,
I don't know. I think people were like delayed reaction of suddenly realizing that that was where it was, because it was bizarre to me that there weren't a lot of people. And then now it's just like freaking game.
But look, I mean, it was somebody new because Judge Ascarati prepared for it by making sure that there were rules or procedures in place to make sure they accommodate this mass amount of people that are showing up there. And this court's never had this amount of people showing up for a trial. So
also here on the East Coast, like when you think about Hollywood and movie stars and actresses and celebrities, like it's not normally here.
Right.
Here is politicians and, you know, those type of things. So like you're getting somebody, and he's very well liked. I mean, people love his movies. People love him. I mean, there's maybe it was the PR, maybe it's not.
But I guess my point is, even the people who love him, probably a lot of them still think the trial's in California, because most of them are like, why the hell would it be in Virginia, in Fairfax, Virginia? And it's still, a lot of attorneys don't know this. And Tony, I think, explained it to us last time we spoke about this, because the servers happen to be in Fairfax or in Springfield. And not only that, I think the defamation laws are probably better over here in Fairfax at the time that it was filed.
I was going to say, don't they choose like the jurisdictions like that based on the law?
I think they did.
And that's how they found some way to get to Fairfax or to get to Virginia.
Right. There were motions done that you could have been to California. Like, even if you were a proper venue, if it's very attenuated, you can get a judge to rule that this is not, it's like forum non convenience is a motion you can file to have it be filed somewhere else in California. But that's not how Judge White ruled, kept it here. It was not a clear cut case that this case stay in Fairfax. You know, in some ways, I'm glad so we can talk about it on Crime Time. And I can see all these people and alpacas, not llamas, outside of my office. We don't have that many types of cases like this. So it's been definitely a learning experience, I think, for all of us. But I think your typical, just so the public knows, your typical defamation case is not, nobody can afford 6 or 7 week trials of basically a bloated protective order case. All friends and family coming in and talking about how great both of you are. And, you know, your psychologist and that guy's psychologist and everything else. That's just not what most people can afford and most people can do. And while it may or may not be relevant, that's just not a realistic time frame. So,
but that's what lends me to believe him more, because why go through all this if you really don't believe that you're getting your message out? And I don't think this is about the money. I think this is about finally
it's rehabilitating him.
And then she had no choice but to retaliate with her counter suit and then fight back. Like that's just my belief. I haven't watched all of it. I've watched bits and pieces. I've been reading. Like I said, I wasn't following it at first. Now I am, because I happened to see some TikToks, and then it made me curious about what was actually going on in the trial. If you compare the TikToks to what the actual testimony and stuff is. And, you know, like Alberto said, it's not good to make fun of the attorneys. We've all screwed up. We've all said dumb things. We've all left court going, damn, I wish I could have like asked that better. Or why didn't I do this? Or
we've all left conversations when you walk away and say, damn it, I should have said this instead. You know, it's like, it's human nature. We're not.
It's a jerk robots. Store, just like Costanza.
That's right. I remember that episode.
Well, you've got the timing too of this. Their divorce was like in 2016 or 17. We're in 2022. Like it's been a few years. Like think back to something big in your life that was like 5 years ago. Are you going to remember? It's all like, I don't know. I mean,
that's I'm
a totally different person in 2017.
I was a different person 10 minutes ago.
I had different color hair. Didn't know Tony, I don't think.
But I will tell you this. Civil cases are different from criminal, because in a civil case, you know each other's evidence. The discovery process is so much
better at that in the criminal case.
You are getting better, but it's still not the same. I mean, you can't depose people in a criminal case. You can do it in a civil case. So all this stuff, including the experts. You can't
do a request for admissions.
You can't do a request for admissions, yeah? You know, you can't do any of that. That'd be kind of funny. Admit or deny that you killed this man. What?
Yeah.
Doesn't not guilty take care of this?
Summary judgment for life in prison.
Yes. Ooh. And then you're like, damn, that was a typo. It was supposed to be no. Anyway.
It is crazy how much more you get in a civil case to be
it is crazy.
Than you do in a criminal case.
But that's my point. Like everyone should be so prepared. It should be almost a script when they come up there.
But that's not always the case in civil case. I think our legal aid friends would say, you know, you're trying a case and you don't have a budget for a deposition. You can do a deposition, right? But that's if you can pay for it. You know, there's right. not a bunch of court reporters coming over and being like, I'll do it for free because it's great.
Oh, they
civil discovery costs what it costs. And if your client can't afford, I think ideally, if I'm preparing your case, I don't want to depose these five people, right? That I know that they're going to call as witnesses. And my client says, how much is that going to cost? And I say, well, it's going to be this much money. And they're like, okay, well, we'll do two of those people, right? So civil on one level is, you know, yes, you get more, but there's a cost to literally everything you do. And in a lot of criminal defense, there isn't a cost to file a discovery motion, or there isn't, you know, other than your time, there isn't an additional, you know, if you do a motion to suppress, you don't have to pay the court to do it, right? You pay your lawyer, but it's much more expensive to do a civil case because all the things we sort of take for granted in criminal, it's just much more expensive in a civil case.
I mean, that's true. But to Alberto's point, you've had the case this long, you did the depositions, you've done all these things. Like, shouldn't you know it in and out?
Like, the experts can't be a surprise.
And I just think there's also a reps thing, like, right? Do you guys feel like we've all had tons of reps, even when I haven't had as many trials, like, you might start a little slow. You get used to it and you're up there. I think I even objected to argumentative and that counsel was badgering the witness today. I said it. I've never said it before. But you're used to being on your feet. And these folks, when you take forever to put a trial together, that's not what they're used to. Right. That's not the reps that they have.
Right.
And so being able to move on their feet as trial attorneys is a really special skill.
And that goes back also, and this is why I feel bad for all the attorneys, because it is televised. And in this particular case that's televised, the publicity of it is increasing. The popularity of it is increasing. And I think the attorneys realize that more eyes are on them. You have a lot more scrutiny. They're starting to second guess themselves and they're getting a little bit more worried about how they're going to look and sound. And instead of, like my case, you kind of forgot the media was there because maybe it was the first day was really watched by people. And then after that, I think it died down in the local media. But this one's completely different. It's become almost Johnny Depp. It's a Johnny Depp nation. It's famous. It's on not even Court TV. I saw some other show. I didn't realize this channel started Law and Crime or something like that.
It's on so many platforms right now.
So yeah. I mean, but TikTok's so funny.
The actual videos from the trial are funny.
I like the creativity and the mashing or moshing or whatever they call it, but the creativity of some of these people and the way they get the lips to sync up a song. I mean,
it's a level of dedication that I do not have.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. I used to not care. I could care less about this case, but now it's like.
So let's end it. What do you guys think the jury will end up doing? Or you think they're going to say no? I don't think there's defamation on either side here. Or because remember, they both filed.
I think they're going to star in the next Johnny Depp movie.
Who, the jury?
The jury. That's what's going to happen.
I'm still feeling
bribery.
I still feel it. It's a public relations win for Johnny. And other than that, as Alberto said, that money isn't what the point is, right?
Right.
But
even if
I agree.
Yeah. I think even if Amber Heard's side said, let's settle this out of court, I think the Depp team, they'll say no. They'll say no. Even if they offer everything.
I think it's gone too far for that. If they were going to settle it would have already.
This is not a case that's going to settle.
I mean, you're right. It's not going
to. Which comes back to what I said before. You find four or against or for both of them and you give them a dollar and bye.
You did say that. It would be funny if they did that. But anyhow, I do give a crap now.
Alberto cares.
I care.
Thanks for joining us on Crime Time. Please join us again for our next episode.
If you enjoy our podcast, Crime Time, with Virginia defense attorneys, be sure to share our podcast with someone that you know. You can find our podcast on most of the major platforms like Spotify, Google, and Apple, as well as some of the smaller podcast platforms. We also post on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, so you can find our episodes there every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. If you want to leave us a review or a comment and tell us what topics you'd like to hear about, we always welcome feedback, and we're always looking for new ideas and guests to bring onto our show. We hope you keep listening. And thanks for being a supporter of our podcast.